It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, February 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. A 17-year-old has been charged in the shooting of a Mesa County Sheriff, Deputy Derek Greer. Austin Patrick Holzer of Grand Junction faces charges of attempted second-degree murder and possession of a weapon by a previous offender. On Monday, Greer was shot multiple times while responding to a call of a suspicious male with a gun. Mesa County Sheriff Deputy Derek Greer has passed away. Greer has been removed from life support after completing a last selfless act of organ donation. Funeral services will be held at Canyon View Vineyard Church on Monday, February 15th. The Montrose County School District will cut jobs in order to have a balanced budget next school year. On Tuesday, the school board gave Superintendent Stephen Scheel the authority to make the cuts. He says the district is looking to eliminate 27 support staff and 10 full-time teaching positions.
Approximately 4 or 5 years ago, we added quite a few staff members, and then the enrollments didn't hold. They began reducing revenues to the school district, and it just became all of a sudden an avalanche. The district has deficits spent the last 3 years, and the board has made the decision that it will not continue.
Scheel says the move will save the district about $1.3 million, and affected personnel will be notified by the end of the month. The Delta County School District is hosting a series of meetings to gather community input. KBNF's Jake Ryan attended the Paonia meeting and has this report.
Our economy, as you know, in Delta County is rough right now. We're losing students and we're paid.
About 25 people showed up to the meeting at Paonia High School. About half of them were parents and community members. The other half were teachers and administrators. Karen Gibson, the superintendent for Delta County School District, started things off with a state of the district presentation. She says one of the bright points in the district is the budget.
Delta County School District is in very good shape fiscally. We are concerned about declining enrollment, but we've made some good decisions financially where we're ready to make next steps for next year and move forward.
That healthy budget is largely due to increasing class sizes and letting some staff go a few years back. The district also has a lower average teacher salary than Montrose, Ouray, Gunnison, and Mesa counties. Declining enrollment cuts funding, something the schools have faced and might see more of. After the presentation, the group tried to zero in on the main issues facing the district and what needs to be done. Each person brought their own issues and reasons for being there. Joanna Godwin came to voice concerns over minimum class sizes, which limit options for her kids.
It's easier when you have, a bigger student body, because your offerings are more. Just like, you know, we were saying earlier in the meeting, it's hard to offer just a basic up to, you know, AP classes and college-bound classes when you only have 50 kids in each graduating class.
Other parents voiced concerns over educational options, the emphasis on sports, and overworked teachers. Almost all the issues coalesced into one contentious topic, consolidation. There are empty classrooms in both Hotchkiss and Paonia High School. Closing down one town's schools and making all the kids in the area go to the other would save money, create more classes, and provide more options. However, it would remove a school from a community, and that would increase bus travel, and a town without a school might have trouble attracting new families. Gibson says that the issue of consolidation isn't off the table, but they won't be jumping into it lightly.
As a district, we would want to hear from our communities, our parents, our students, and start out with many meetings, and it would not be a knee-jerk reaction, and it would be a year of meetings and learning the pros and the cons of consolidating. We would want to put a lot of thought into that, because once you go that direction, you would probably never go back.
The meeting lasted about 2 hours, and the one thing that everyone agreed on was giving students the best education possible. A consensus on how to do that, though, will require further discussion. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A similar meeting will be held tonight in Cedar Edge. Lawmakers are debating whether Colorado should fund full-day kindergarten. Currently, the state only pays for half-day kindergarten, and school districts must pick up the rest of the tab, often charging parents several hundred dollars each month. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
Republican Representative Jim Wilson of Salida is sponsoring House Bill 1022 to require Colorado to pay for full-day kindergarten. The former school superintendent says the current system hurts school districts.
They are cutting their general fund or they're charging parents doing something to provide it. They are the ones stuck with funding for what we here at the Capitol claim credit for.
Right now, all but 10 school districts offer full-day kindergarten, and they pay for it in a variety of ways. Democrats on the committee joined Wilson to support the bill that would cost nearly $250 million in the state budget. But committee chair Brittany Pedersen of Lakewood warned that funding it in the long term would be tricky.
I also have concerns with the fiscal note, and because of constitutional amendments, we have a very limited budget and a lot of restrictions, but I will definitely be a yes today.
The measure now moves to the House Appropriations Committee. And in a different room at the State House, a Democratic proposal to add more funding to schools failed in the Republican State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. It would have taken a question to voters this fall on using refunds from the taxpayers' Bill of Rights to pay for schools. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling voted against it.
We could do things and make education a priority without thumbing our nose at Tabor. And that's what this does, is thumb our nose at Tabor.
Democratic Senator Matt Jones of Longmont begged to differ.
This is Tabor. Letting people vote on taxes is Tabor. That's what it was sold on.
Although it failed along party lines, it's all part of a larger discussion on early childhood education as more children across the country attend full-day kindergarten. Education advocates highlight the importance of an early education to help build a strong foundation for the rest of a student's learning. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Supreme Court has put the Obama administration's signature climate change rule on hold while lower courts consider legal challenges. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports for Inside Energy.
The Clean Power Plan requires states make big cuts in carbon emissions from power plants. Wyoming and North Dakota have some of the highest reductions in the nation because of their dependence on coal-fired power. Both states are among the more than two dozen, including Colorado, suing the federal government to overturn the plan. Travis Detai is with the Wyoming Mining Association.
Frankly, I was surprised. It came very quick and almost out of the blue. And to me, that signals that the court recognizes that there are some significant legal issues with the EPA's plan.
The Obama administration says it's confident the rule will ultimately stand up to legal review. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.